Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, March 10th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, the history and mission of the Girl Scouts, a little help to reach college goals, and an exhibit highlighting the iconic work of Norman Rockwell.
But first, we've covered the legislature extensively this past week, but Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis decided to take a look at some of the other stories we've covered in this morning's Week in Review.
Early last week, Northwest Arkansas's two public transit entities announced a new partnership. Starting on Monday, Ozark Regional Transit's routes 40 and 47 were altered to include stops at the University of Arkansas's Uptown campus at the former Arkansas Western Gas buildings off of North College Avenue. Adam Waddell, the associate director of Razorback Transit, says that the trial program will help serve the spring international student population who attends classes at the Uptown campus, and that in this instance, it just makes sense for the two transit entities to collaborate.
We have several stops that are mutual or combined stops. This will just help coordinate stops better, specifically in this situation, along from the Northwest Arkansas Mall down to Hillcrest Towers near the Fayetteville Square. They have a route that runs northbound and southbound, and they're going to be able to pull those two routes onto Front Street there so they can stop at both northbound and southbound at Uptown campus.
Other stops on Razorback Transit's Red Route, now served by Ozark Regional Transit, include the Northwest Arkansas Mall and the Fiesta Square Shopping Center. Waddell says that the experiment will help both transit entities determine how else they can collaborate to better serve the campus community. Plans for an aquatic center in Sebastian County are one step closer to moving forward after the Fort Smith City Board of Directors this past week approved an amendment to the city's interlocal agreement with the county. At its meeting last month, the Sebastian County Quorum Court declined to shell out an additional $820,000 to fund additional park amenities requested by the public. But District 6 Justice of the Peace Danny Aldridge says that this amendment should clarify some lingering issues JP's had with allocating additional money to the project.
This interlocal agreement amendment that was passed last night by the city's board of directors answers a lot of the questions about the city's intent to repay the money, how they'll repay it, and the minimum amount that they will pay each year until it's paid off, with a maximum of 4 years. I think this will answer a lot of the questions a number of the JPs had pertaining to the city's sincerity and willingness to repay the funds.
But if the Quorum Court doesn't approve the additional appropriation for the project, Fort Smith Deputy City Administrator Jeff Dingman says that the project would likely revert to the original agreement, which calls for $4 million in funding each from the city and county.
We do still have that agreement in place. It calls for our $8 million aquatics facility. And, you know, we do have a conceptual design that is estimated to fit within that budget. And so the $8.8 million is intended to add back in some amenities that were taken out of the concept in order to meet our budgetary restrictions. And so if the additional funding is not made available for the project, then we still have our $8 million project to consider.
Dingman says that though the design concept for the $8 million water park is less palatable for some residents, the future of the aquatic center relies entirely upon how much money is available for the project.
I mean, the city has its dollars ready to go, so to speak, and we're ready for the project to happen. We're waiting for the county to appropriate its funding. And if that were to not happen, you know, it does pose some problems for the city because we have spending requirements because these are bond proceeds. We've committed to spend these proceeds from this bond within a particular time frame. And if that can't happen, if we don't think that it can happen, then we'll have to reimburse the money to the bondholders and do away with it. And hopefully that's not what's going to happen.
The Sebastian County Quorum Court is scheduled to meet March 19th. National Geographic recently placed the Buffalo National River on a list of the top 10 underappreciated parks in the United States. The designation comes as the publication released a new feature story on its travel website about the river. Park officials echoed the publication's raves about the river's natural beauty, stating that the river offers something for everyone. The Buffalo National River's place on the top 10 underappreciated parks list comes as the park has seen declining visitor numbers in the past few years. Park Public Information Officer Kevin Clark says that 4 or 5 years ago, park visitations peaked at about 1.5 million visitors.
And the reduction in numbers of visitors is a consequence of a lot of things, really. There's not just a single cause. You can blame the economy and diminished dollars that people have to spend on their vacations, although it's still a pretty economical visit. But another factor that influences visitation here is the weather. And we've really suffered badly in the past couple of years from drought episodes. When we have a drought, the opportunities for people to float the river, which is the big attraction here, are greatly diminished.
Clark says that if this year brings more rain than the last two, he would expect the number of people visiting the park to increase. The Northwest Arkansas Council announced Thursday the results of a study of the area's business retention and expansion efforts. The study, compiled from interviews by area chambers of commerce with 459 area companies, finds that of the businesses surveyed, they reported plans to hire 965 new employees and invest $808 million in expansions over the next 3 years. But aside from touting the region's economic strengths, it also found at least one area for improvement. Mike Harvey is the chief operating officer at the Northwest Arkansas Council.
One of our concerns out of this is, and it's more than anecdotal because about half of the respondents in the trades areas are telling us that they were having issues finding skilled workers. You know, it didn't rank very high on barriers to growth right now, but I think as you go into recovery and you start to see real growth at those industries, at that industry level, then it may present a barrier to growth, and that growth may go somewhere else.
The trades sector includes jobs where something is being made, including jobs in construction, manufacturing, and transportation. Harvey says that as jobs in the trades sector are typically well-paying jobs that don't require a college degree, cities in the region should work to retain as many of those jobs as possible. We'll hear more from Mike Harvey about the business retention and expansion study on tomorrow's daily edition of Ozarks at Large. In the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.
Next time you look up at the stars, think about this.
Inside you are the remains of a stellar explosion. You are made of stardust. And without the stars, there wouldn't be us.
I'm Guy Raz, the wonders of the universe and the people who still look up every night. Next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour is coming up at noon here on KUAF 91.3 FM.
This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.